So finding out that it's his way or no way is about the most inconvenient piece of enlightenment we are ever likely to trip over. There's no way we're going to do this thing other than the way he has ordained for us, with him as our lifetime companion. No wriggle room, no negotiating table. It's like this. Yet he isn't forcing us. He waits, and he waits, and he waits. He indwells us both to will and to do, and he's in no hurry to bring his government, his kingdom, to bear on us from the inside out. Easy way or hard way, it's entirely up to us as individuals. As we come to the end of our journey together through the Sermon on the Mount, if we've learnt anything, it is that he is the creator and we are the created. He calls the shots, we do not. Our obvious position, and the one that will attract abundant blessing, is that of submission to the divine will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where we started, I believe. So just how is it working out for you personally? Are you ready to lay down your arms and surrender to him? Or are you still desperately trying to have your own way? Shortly we will be taking a look at another little book in the Bible, that Philippians, where we will find that our way through, with Paul's help, to a life free from concern, as we look at the life of joy that is possible in spite of four things that are constantly with us: people, things, circumstances, and worry. I'll have some of that, I hear you say. Follow me then. See you shortly. And God bless you through these months you've followed this. I do appreciate your listening. Thank you.